LBC 97.3. Call 0845 6060973. This is London's biggest conversation with Ian Dale.
It's coming up to 10 to 12 here on LBC 97.3. I'm Ian Dale. With me in the studio is The Guardian's Hugh Muir. We've been looking at what's going to be happening over the next 7 days. And also joining us is Ali Mirage. Now, Ali, welcome to the programme. The reason we've asked you here is because you've launched a new prize, the Contrarian Prize. It's intriguingly named. Tell us what it's about.
Well, Ian, first of all, it's a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm a very big fan. What the Contrarian Prize is about is recognising people in public life that stand up for their principles, make a sacrifice, and demonstrate courage and conviction in their actions. Basically, they're not conformists. We're trying to encourage people who actually stand up for their beliefs in public life and recognise them.
And I mean, you were a Conservative Party candidate at one stage. You had a bit of a falling out with the party over some controversial views that you put forward. I suppose you are a contrarian yourself.
Yeah, I think I am, Ian.
You could win your own prize.
Well, that was part of the inspiration for setting it up, Ian. But no, I think I am a contrarian in a way, because even when I was a parliamentary candidate, when the Iraq war started, for example, I took a very strong view against that, and the party line was totally for it. And I think that what we find now is, and Ian, you've also stood for Parliament. I mean, when you go along the streets and you're canvassing, the first thing people say to you on the doorsteps is, I'm not going to vote for you because you're all the same. You know, what's the point? And what we're saying is here that, well, actually, most people are the same, but there are a few who actually do stand up for their principles and do shine out from the crowd.
But, of course, those few that do are derided by diary columnists like you, Hugh Muir.
I don't think that's entirely fair. We do like people of principle. In fact, what we look for is people who are lesser principle, who say one thing one minute and another.
Well, let's take my very good friend Nadine Dorries, for example. She has become a figure of fun to diary columnists, but she is a woman of principle. She happens to be against a lot of what David Cameron's doing. She expresses herself in very forceful ways, sometimes one would say over-forceful. But she's not treated with much respect by certainly diary columns.
Do you know, I never attack her. I know the predecessors of mine had made great hay with her, and she was quite a good character in our column. But I think that we do need more people who speak out. She's been, as you say, been very outspoken about her views about David Cameron and other social issues, and I rather welcome that. As I said, I think that there's enough hypocrisy around enough hypocrites around for us to not have to concentrate on people who do show some principles.
Now, Ali, is this prize going to be restricted to politicians?
Not at all, Ian. And in fact, I mean, what we're looking at here is we're trying to tap into this sense of people feeling disillusioned with the institutions that run our country, be it the press, parliament, the police, you know, the whole lot, you know, bankers, etc. No, it's not going to be open to politicians only. I was thinking, for example, someone could nominate Canon Giles Fraser. I mean, this guy was a canon of St. Paul's Cathedral. He resigned when he felt that it was unjustified to remove people forcibly, the Occupy protesters protesting outside St. Paul's. He's now a parish priest. He's made a sacrifice. You know, Simon Singh is another example. You know, he's an author, he's a science writer. You know, he took on the British Chiropractic Association a couple of years ago. They sued him for libel. He could have just settled out of court. He could have just written his books about code breaking and had a nice little life, earning a nice little wager for himself. But he didn't. He took them on. And he won. He won the case. They dropped the case against him.
So this is really a prize for the awkward squad, isn't it? You've got to be a bit awkward to win this.
Well, I wouldn't use the term awkward, Ian. I would use the term. In fact, you could look at the philosopher John Stuart Mill. He said that, you know, the chief danger of our time is that now so few people dare to be eccentric. And you know, if you look at the political world for a minute, you know, the problem now is that So often, you know, the price for a good career is that you outsource your integrity to the Whip's office.
Isn't this just the honours system, a down market version?
No, it's not at all, actually, because the honours system, again, is provided by, it's given by people in power for people who basically are conformists. You know, if you toe the line, if you don't step out of line, you will be rewarded with a with a seat somewhere, with a title, etc. This is completely not for that. This is for people who aren't recognised. And, you know, I as an ordinary individual with a panel of judges who are also ordinary individuals are coming together to say, look, you know, we want to stand up and recognise people that go against the grain, that put their head above the parapet and make a difference.
You see, I think virtually every presenter on LBC 97.3 could qualify for this award.
Well, I did think that, and I'm sure you're going to get some nominations.
Well, I think James Whale and Nick Ferrari probably get more than I would, but...
Well, you know, I think there's also a distinction to be made here between the professional contrarian, the likes of, you know, Richard Littlejohn, etc., the Clarksons of this world, and people who are actually in public life, you know, and actually are making a difference. I mean, I give an example in a political context of people like, you know, back in the day, Shirley Williams, Ken Livingston, Galloway now, Farage. I mean, all these people, like them or loathe them, agree with them or not, and their politics are very different to mine. You know, they are contrarian. You know, they've set their own parties up in many cases.
It's interesting, Hugh, isn't it, that in Parliament at the moment, we all sort of have this image of Parliament just being a load of lapdogs. They obey the whips all the time. Actually, this is the most rebellious Parliament in living memory.
Absolutely. And a lot of the intake, the newest intake, are among the most rebellious people. And in fact, that's one of the most positive things about this Parliament so far. I'm interested to know what will the prize be?
I mean, the prize, we agonised about this because we thought, you know, should it be money, should it not be money? And the idea was this should be a sustainable thing. The idea is this becomes a coveted, highly coveted, you know, accolade that people want, people respect, and they want to win. So we didn't want to have sponsorship from any corporate. This is not corporate. So the prize itself is the accolade, and we're going to be designing something very beautiful that will be presented at a very nice event in London at a beautiful art gallery here in London in March. There'll be a shortlist announced in February.
See, if it was truly contrarian, it would be a very ugly prize, wouldn't it? Really?
Well, our motto is actually inspired by these figures. We've got four green figures on the website and one red one. And I'm happy to take views from your listeners. Maybe they can email me on my website, Ian, for some ideas of what that prize could be. We want it to be the same thing every year, so it becomes like, you know, an Oscar or something like that. So it's the same thing every year. So we really need to get it visually right. And I'm open to ideas. That's something that we're still thinking about.
Are you drawing up a shortlist from which the winner will be chosen?
We will, yeah. So there's a panel of five judges, of which I'm chairman. We are the nominee. Nominations close on the 31st of December. The committee will then come together and draw up a shortlist, which will be announced in February, and the prize will be awarded in March.
And can ordinary people like me nominate people? How do we do that?
Yeah, you do. You just go to the website, www.contrarianprize.com. You'll read all about the prize there. You'll also see me having vox popped some people on the street about their views on politicians and journalists, which is quite entertaining. And you just fill in a very, very simple nomination form. And it's very, very, very easy process.
Well, I think when you announce the shortlist, we ought to devote an hour on this programme to debating the merits of the relevant. I'm sure they won't all come on and talk about it, but I think that might make quite an interesting hour. So let us know when that's happening and we'll invite you back.
That's really kind of you. Thank you so much.
And what's the website again?
www.contrarianprize.com.
We will make a note of that. And thank you very much, Ali Mirage, for coming in to talk to us this lunchtime.
So kind of you.